We're taking a look at the hospitality industry. It's a real pleasure to be joined in the studio by Patrick Antaki, who's the Complex General Manager for the Le Méridien Alaka Beach Resort over in Fujairah on the East Coast, and also for the Al Maha Hotel in the desert here in Dubai. Patrick, it's great to see you. Thanks very much indeed for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me here again.
Listen, good news for Dubai this week. A new survey from MasterCard, their worldwide annual global destinations index. And here's the thing, in city terms, Dubai is in the top 10. It ranks 8th globally in terms of the number of international tourists expected to visit the city this year. According to that survey, we are going to welcome 8.8 million visitors in 2012. That is the 8th busiest city in the world. What's Dubai doing right to attract all these people?
Oh, quite a lot. I think, you know, if First thing I would think is the safety of the area and the concentration on that aspect. You know, there's a lot of turmoil in the Middle East at the moment. There's a lot of things not going right in many, many places. Thank goodness the management of the country, so to speak, the leadership of the country is concentrating on the safety aspects, on making sure that rules are there, that people are following regulations, and people love coming to Dubai, you know. There's so much happening. As long as Emirates and the airline continues increasing their capacity, there's always going to be seats available for people to come here. As long as the investors are confident with Dubai, and we've seen recently the confidence has increased. You listen to the various radio shows, people are talking about a rebound in confidence, investment starting again, more cranes in the streets, more traffic jams. All these, unfortunately, are good signs, signs that people are more confident with Dubai. You know, they're very strong in marketing, whether it's locally or internationally, whether it's Dubai with DTCM or whether it's the airline itself. So there's quite a lot of things. You know, we could be going on and on about it for quite a long time.
And perhaps the question is this sustainable? Because it has been a bumper first half for Dubai's hotels. I mean, the stats are just incredible. There's those MasterCard stats, one of the top 10 cities in the world for visitors. You've got the independent stats from the guys at SDR Global, who crunch all the numbers on the hotel industry. This is numbers from a couple of months ago, but Dubai is top in the world in terms of occupancy rates, 85% or thereabouts, and also in the stat that you guys watch more than any, RevPAR, revenue per available room. Again, top of the world, and second only to Paris in terms of average room rate at $269. I mean, there's so many of these stats. It's been a great first half, but is it sustainable, or is this just a short-term bounce, Patrick?
I reckon sustainability is really in our hands, like you know, like a lot of things. As long as we continue remembering that there is competition around the world and there is new destinations coming up, as long as we continue to make sure that our pencil is sharpened, if you want, we can sustain it. You know, the airline, like I said earlier, is continuing to grow. And, you know, Fly Dubai is growing on one side. Emirates is flying on the other. Abu Dhabi airline is growing as well. So there's plenty of capacity coming in. Hotels around the world, if you look in Europe, people are complaining all the time about the hotels. You're talking about an average, you know, when you go to London, you're paying £300. You don't know what size of room you're getting. You know, it's probably a grotty little room. You can't swing a cat in there. It's the carpet is probably a bit sticky on the edges. The taps are dripping. If you want a sandwich at 11 o'clock at night, they'll probably tell you where Burger King is, so because there's nobody in the hotel to do it. And so people love coming to this part of the world. You know, if we just take hotels, for example, they love coming here. They know they're going to get large rooms. They know they're going to get good service. A fruit juice on arrival and a cold towel. Some of us are becoming blasé about it. And, you know, when we go to a hotel in the UAE, we expect this. But for a European who's coming here, this is wow. This is amazing. You know, the buffets that we see in day in, day out in all our hotels, again, we think, having lived in this part of the world for a long time, we think, well, you know, yes, I am paying 150 dirhams or 200 dirhams. I expect this. For a European who's coming here and who sees this spread for breakfast, it's incredible. Remember, you know, you go to a London hotel or even anywhere in Europe, in Paris, you just mentioned Paris, you go for breakfast and there's hardly a few items, usually shriveled up on the buffet, drying under the hot lamps, and nobody to bring it to your table. So The more we continue this development, the more we continue advancing and leading the way in trends of hospitality, tourism, hotel business, I think it's very sustainable.
Well, let's talk about the properties you cover in particular, and they're very, very different properties. You've got Le Méridien Al Aqqa Beach Resort in Fujairah. Dubai's booming, that's great, but that doesn't mean all of the UAE is booming. We know Abu Dhabi is struggling to fill hotel rooms at the moment because it's got so many. How has the situation been in Fujairah in the first half of the year?
Fujairah is in a very lucky situation that Fujairah has kept itself to itself. And we've kept both feet on the ground during the upswing, during the recession. We've managed to keep the finger on the pulse and to always respond to the market needs. So rather than people staying away from us, people have always been in Fujairah. There's been a constant flow of tourism continuing there. Q1, I must say, has been very encouraging. Q2 is also very, very good. The summer is the summer. What to do? It's looking a bit dicey. It's the end of June now. Schools have not totally broken up. Universities are not breaking up. People are getting ready for summer holidays, so nobody's moving at the moment.
Can you do this whole staycation thing? We're hearing the adverts on the radio, seeing them in the newspapers now. Come and stay at our beach hotel for 250 dirhams a night, or book two nights and get two free, whatever it may be. Do these things work? Is it worth having people staying in your hotel for 250 dirhams a night?
It depends.
Does there come a point when it's like, look, the summer, we'll just take our punishment and make hay in the other three quarters?
Exactly. Look, it's for the guest, for the customer, it's a win-win situation. For those people who can't go to their home countries due to what's going on, so they have to stay here, or because it's compounded by not only they can't go home, they can't get visas in a lot of the times to European destinations. So yes, it is for them, it is a win-win situation. So the more the hotels reduce the prices, the longer they can afford to stay. However, it's like anything else. How long can the hotel sustain their quality when their revenue doesn't break even? Yes, you can argue the fact that we have to pay salaries, we have to pay electricity bills, so we need a cash flow. So rather than staying arrogant and keeping the rates high, we will go for cash flow. However, quality is definitely going to suffer. You will find that the buffets have less dishes on the menu. You might find that smoked salmon is not on breakfast every morning. It's every other morning. So things like that do happen. Obviously, different hotels have different break-even points, but if you're talking about five stars, they're very similar in break-evens. And you will find that people have learned their lesson. I'm talking here customers and guests. They know that if you want to pay a little bit more, you're near enough guaranteed what you're going to get.
Listen, we're running very, very short of time. It's a very, very different dynamic at your other property, Al Maha. The Al Aqqa Beach in Fujairah, it's a five-star property, but it's a mass market five-star property. It's a 1,000 dirham a night five-star property. Al Maha is a $1,000, $2,000 a night property. What's the dynamic there? I know you've opened it up to the public so people can go for lunch where they never can before. It's going to bring in more revenue, but does that risk losing exclusivity?
No, exclusivity is still there. Exclusivity would never be lost from Al Maha because of the location it is, the way the whole place is set up. But we're just making it more accessible to people who can just come for a short period, who it's not necessarily can't afford it, because Al Maha is, like you said, very, very special. But it's people who want it for a short period. They want to have a high-powered business lunch, or a few ladies who want to have a nice, quiet, relaxing afternoon, have a spa in a very special environment. That's what it's all about. That's why we mean accessible.
And are you going to fill it over summer?
Filling it, no. Keep it busy, yes, that's for sure.
Patrick Antaki, it's always great talking to you. Thanks very much indeed for joining us, the Complex General Manager for Al Aqqa Beach Resort in Fujairah and Al Maha Desert Resort here in Dubai. Thanks for your time.
Great to be here.